Because this case does have many irregularities and many inconsistencies.
Do you have a sister?
Yes, I do, but I would appreciate it.
I assume you've got a mother. I mean, what your first concern is that somebody's falsely accused?
Don't tell me what my first concern is, please. My first concern when I first heard these
allegations. That's just the first words out of your mouth. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't wear hearing aids.
I didn't say that was my first concern when I first heard these allegations. Was that a innocent woman had been raped. That was the first thing that came to my mind,
and I think
it came to anyone's mind. But as the facts started to come out, there was many irregularities and inconsistencies that troubled me like many other people. You've talked on the show about how she had bruises on her the day after. But a photo taken at 12:03 before the alleged rape occurred shows that she had bruises and open sores on her body. We also have the 911 call.
That's not what Newsweek says.
No, at 12:03,
That
in the report, it says that there are already bruises at 12:03.
Let me get another reaction from Monica Johnson Hostler, the executive director of North Carolina Coalition Against Sex Assault. Your response.
I think what I would say to this, Nancy, is, and as Dr. Baker spoke to earlier, that when you have rape victims, oftentimes the story would seem, as Mr. Miller just stated, irregular or inconsistent. And I think the reality is that the story often comes back to the victim in pieces because, as Dr. Baker always also said, that it's something that you don't necessarily want to recall and talk about at that point. So I think that's the first thing I want to say about this case is we shouldn't use the word irregular or it changes, but really think to the fact that this is something that people are asking over and over again. The sexual assault nurse examiner, law enforcement, her parents, her family, everybody wants to know what's happened.